Is there a requirement for the monks in the forest tradition to do that, or is that more optional?
It's optional. It's optional. Oftentimes the usually the monks kind of want to try it. It's not required. It's like those Dutanga practices. Mm-hmm. All of those Dutanga practices are a voluntary thing.
Right.
And so, like Ajahn Chah used to. Sometimes he would encourage people to go wandering. Sometimes he would discourage people from wandering.
Mm-hmm.
Remember one monk went to ask for permission to go wandering, because oftentimes it's like, it can also be a mask to follow one's restlessness and dissatisfaction. I'll go on Tudong. and I just remember one time, yeah, you can go on Tudong. Pack up all your gear and move out of your kuti and just walk around the monastery. And then there was another time, there was a Westerner who he was an incredibly restless character. And he came to Ajahn Chah, and he was only three reins, so normally Ajahn Chah wouldn't give permission for a monk to go off on his own and go wandering. And he came and asked permission to go on Tudong, because he was just bursting with restlessness. And Ajahn Chah said, yeah, I think that's a great idea, that's really good. Said, but, if you're going to do Tudong, you have to do it properly. And this monk was ready to agree to anything, so long as he could get out of the monastery. if you're going to do it, then no taking rides, just walking, not taking any rides, and not staying for any place more than three nights. You have to keep wandering. He was ready to agree to anything. And so then he went off on Tudong, and then again it was a few weeks later, and it was the hot season as well. And then a few weeks later, then I saw that the monk came back, and I said, Ajahn Chah, he tricked me again. I was miserable. I'm so happy to be back. Out walking in the hot season, just not being able to take a ride, and not being able to settle down in a nice cool forest, and you go walking. And so on.